And welcome to another Monday episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. And today we're going to be talking about sending and receiving nudes. I get a lot of DMs, so many, too many to keep up with. So I'm actually really sorry if you're someone who sent a DM, you've wanted to have your question on the podcast, haven't used it or replied to you. I am genuinely sorry about that, but I get so many mountains of DMs. And I get to hear about a lot of people's issues and problems. And some really do break my heart. Some make me angry. And some give me this feeling like I really want to save the person. Like, these are the people who I really do this job for. People who really need someone to really tell them how to make things better. And I got a DM like that this week from a woman about feeling an immense pressure to send nudes to men who she hasn't even met yet on dating apps, because they say that they need to be able to know if they want to have sex with a woman before going on a date. The DM that she sent wasn't actually even a question. It was more of a statement. But I wanted to give some time and attention to this one, because there was something about the way that she phrased the DM that made my heart really sink. Something so vulnerable about it. This is what she said.
Ho la la. I suspect you get DM'd about this a lot. Blokes who say sending nudes on the daily before you've even met them is a requirement for them. Matched with another boy masquerading as a man on the dating apps recently. Proceeds to get his knickers in a twist because after less than a week of chatting, I've only sent him one nude, which didn't have my face visible and was set to view once because, you know, he's a stranger. He then has the audacity to basically accuse me of sending him a random nude of a woman that I found online. I then had the distinct displeasure of a long-ass DM in which he stated, I mean, I would never force nudes, but I need to want to fuck someone as well as having interest in their personality. Once upon a time, I'd been a nude sending machine, but there's only so much eventual ghosting a gal can take. And it's also about respecting myself at the end of the day. I despair in men, I really do. Thank God for women.
And I can hear some people's reactions to this in my head. I know that some of you will have heard that and related or understood. Maybe been there, maybe been in that situation where you felt, oh God, I kind of don't want to send this nude, but I feel like I have to because everyone's doing it. But I also know that other people will have heard it and thought, is she stupid? Why would she be sending nudes to strangers? She doesn't need to do this. And that does seem obvious, doesn't it? Like, it seems really fucking obvious that if you've only been talking to someone for a bit and they ask you to send them a naked picture, that that's a red flag. They don't respect you. It's dangerous. And you just shouldn't do it. It's just such a terrible idea. And it seems incredibly obvious that this is a man who's sexually objectifying, who probably doesn't respect women very much, who isn't interested in anything beyond your body, and who'll probably use your pictures to have a wank. He might even share them in his group chat. And there, I mean, that's a very high possibility. A lot of them do. You will always know that. If you're sending nudes, there's such a probably 99% likelihood that they're going to go in his group chat somewhere. Or worse, he might upload them onto the internet on one of those sites that exists solely to humiliate women for sending nudes. They exist. There's some really scary sites out there, and they literally put the women's, sometimes the workplace, address, phone number, along with their nudes. They'll be like, this is Lucy from Bradford. She works at the local Morrisons. She's 19. Da-da-da-da-da. There are sites like that. So yeah, it just seems very obvious that any man asking for nudes is a fucking turd, that it's really risky, and that he truly doesn't deserve them. But you know, I can absolutely tell you that it isn't that obvious. In around 2013, when I first started dating again after having my son and coming out of a long-term relationship with his dad, I jumped onto the dating sites. And they were really a relatively new thing back then. I don't even think Tinder had come about. I was using Plenty of Fish, which is now famed for being a cesspit full of plenty of freaks. But back then, it was a novelty and lots of people were on there. And I got chatting to a guy who was very good looking. I fancied him loads and he had a whole range of pictures on there. We clicked and exchanged phone numbers and started talking and messaging all day, every day. He would send me pictures of him out with his mum or his friends. So I knew that he was like real, a real person with an ongoing life. And we spoke loads and got on incredibly well. And it seemed inevitable to me that we'd meet up and have a date. But things kept happening. Different random events that meant he had to keep bailing on the dates that we'd planned. I mean, at this time, I wasn't very up to date with dating and I didn't realise that it was a big red flag that literally last minute, right before every date, he would bail out. So we continued to speak and things got sexual and I enjoyed that. I found it to be quite a turn on and it was just like slow build up to the sexual stuff, you know, it wasn't straight in there. So when he asked for a picture of my boobs, I actually didn't think twice before sending. Although actually I did think twice because do you know how hard it is to look good in nudes? If any of you can just take one snap and go, then congratulations on your wonderfully photographic body or photogenic body, should I say. But for me to look good naked in a picture, it takes at least 98 different attempts. And back then, we didn't have good phone cameras and I don't think we had filters or even, I don't think we actually even understood lighting. We certainly didn't have ring lights. So just taking the photos was a challenge. But I was willing because I wanted him to be turned on by me and I wanted to please him and it felt right. Luckily, I was smart enough even back then to not include my face. And that is one golden rule that I would urge everyone to abide by, even if you're married to the person. I know that sounds a bit dramatic, but I really think keeping your face out of nudes, unless you don't care where they end up, I think it's an important thing because iClouds can get hacked. He didn't send any back, but he was really appreciative of my pictures. So when he asked for more, I obliged. It made me feel really good to get compliments about my body. And it was really nice to feel like I was pleasing him. And his responses were so encouraging. They made me feel really happy that I was showing him that I was the kind of woman that he liked. A grown up, not scared of my sexuality, confident. Bear in mind though, I was literally like 31 here. And a social worker. I was not some young idiot, but I'd also been cheated on and had had my confidence knocked to the floor by that and by the changes to my body after pregnancy. And I was absolutely desperate to find a boyfriend and to be loved. And as I said, there was like a build up to the nude sending thing that didn't make it feel disrespectful. He wasn't just like, send tits. It was a whole lead up to it. And it felt like a really normal thing to do. I can't actually remember the details of what had happened next. I can't remember if he disappeared, if he just ghosted or what. I think he did. But what I do remember is that a few weeks later, I got talking to another guy and we actually ended up going out on a date. And then after the date, very innocent, normal date to a pub. And then after the date, he called me and said something about my boobs and how he's happy that he'd seen them naked. And I was like, what? And he then told me that the guy I'd been speaking to was actually a catfish. He said it was his friend. He said, literally said, oh, you were chatting to my friend. He's not really the guy in the pictures. He said he uses fake pictures and gets women to send nudes and that he'd shown my date, the guy that I was on a date with, the pictures of me. I could not fucking believe it. It was unbelievable in the sense that this was clearly not a true story. So I think the guy that I was on the date with had been the one that I'd been talking to the whole time. I think he'd been catfishing me the whole time and that there was no rogue friend. And I've never felt so embarrassed or humiliated in my life. If it was a catfish, then who the fuck had I sent my boobs to? And how many men had he shown them to? It made me feel so sick to think about it. And if it wasn't a catfish and it had been the guy from the date all along, then what kind of fucking weirdo was I dealing with? It still makes me feel ill to think about it now. Anyway, I learnt my lesson. And since then, no way. I would never send a nude image again to any man in my life, especially one I'd never fucking met before. But during my stints on the apps, many men asked. Many. And it always felt so disappointing, you know? Like, if it came early in the conversation, a few messages in, and then they're suddenly like, Saul, can I see a bit more of a sexy picture of you? I'd be like, no, bye, you sex pest. And I'd think that they were probably a catfish because of my awful experience. But if it came after we'd exchanged numbers and had been getting on really well and they seemed really great, then it would just make me so sad. Like, why did you have to ruin this, you fucking weirdo? And it does say something that there are so many men who approach interactions with women like this. It's interesting how you don't have that phenomenon of men feeling pressured by slews of women to send pictures of their genitals on dating apps. In fact, when men are sending dick pics on dating apps, 9.5 times out of 10, they haven't even been requested. They've been completely unsolicited and sent out of the blue. And I don't know where they got the impression that we wanted this. I remember speaking to a guy once and I liked him so much. Like, I'd gone into full-on limerence and we hadn't even had a first date yet. But he had so much potential. He was sexy. He wore glasses. And then that always, I know it's fucking insane, but that does give me the impression that he's going to be like a bit more intelligent, you know? That's on me for being an idiot. But we spoke at length about everything and he was such an intellectual match. And then one Wednesday afternoon, I was sitting in my gym cafe when he asked me what book I was reading at the moment. And I replied with like fucking glee, this is what I need in my life, men who are asking me what books I'm reading. And he responded saying, I'm sure you'd prefer to read this, along with a picture of his erect penis in his hand in his van. I was absolutely fucking fuming. The disgust and disappointment that I felt because I just did not expect it from him was off the scale. Especially didn't expect it from him at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday. I mean, like, choose your moments. Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. Through my disgust, not going to lie, it was a beautiful dick, like superb, outstanding. If I had a penis like that, I'd want to show everyone. So through my disgust, I was also like, yo. But no, I couldn't get past how absurd it was for him to think that I would want that. Like, are you stupid? Am I a gay man? Do I look like a gay man to you? Because gay men do seem to love a dick pic. Not all gay men, obviously, so don't think it's okay to just send dick pics to gay men, because it is not. But all the gay men that I know, they enjoy seeing a dick pic. And I'm sure that most straight men wouldn't be that averse to a fanny pic. So I think in their minds, they're just entirely seeing the whole thing from the male gaze and not paying attention to the fact that a lot of women... I mean, obviously, some women like a dick pic, but a lot don't. If we've asked, then that's different. But mostly, we don't want to see them, especially because most aren't that beautiful. They become beautiful when they're attached to someone that you like or fancy. But even worse, a lot of men don't even try to make them look beautiful. They aren't actually concerned by the lighting or the aesthetic of the background. They aren't concerned about creating the best angle and edit. They just seem to like whip it out, dick and camera out and just snap. And it doesn't seem to concern them, like, you know, if they're boxers around their ankles. It's just sometimes I've seen dick pics where they're literally sitting on the toilet. And there's like sliders and boxes around the ankles. Like, did you not think about the rest of the picture? Or you don't, they don't see beyond the dick. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see the inside of your boxes. I also don't want to see a messy bedroom or like dirty looking bed sheets or a hole in your socks. How dare you take a picture of your penis facing down towards your toes and your big toe is sticking out? Fuck you. And I just don't want to see your feet anywhere in the picture. Don't do that. And I don't want to see wispy pubes swishing off their balls. At least make a fucking effort, do a bit of grooming. And I don't want to see it if it looks purple or if they're like pulling it or squeezing it. Has anyone seen that Christian Horner WhatsApp picture? Not sure if that's a penis or a finger, but it looks like something I just do not want. Put it away. And especially put it away if you're in a fucking van. Like, why are you getting your dick out in a van, you creep? Or if they're in the back room at work or something. I've actually had that before. A dick pic from the stock room. It just makes them look like a sex offender. I get images of their manager walking in while they're like holding their shirt up under their chin, taking a picture of their erect dick surrounded by boxes of printer paper. No, thank you. And it is actually now, finally, illegal for them to do this without consent. Earlier this month, Nicholas Hawkes became the first man in the UK to be convicted of cyber flashing since it became a crime under the Online Safety Act, which came into force in January this year. He was sentenced to 66 weeks for sending pictures of his erect penis to a woman and a 15-year-old girl on the same day. He'd previously been convicted of exposure and sexual activity with a child under 16. He is absolutely showing patterns of offending that indicate that he'll pose a risk to women and children long after 66 weeks. And he may even only serve 33. And whilst he'll be subject to a sexual harm prevention order for 15 years, which basically means he'll be monitored by police and probation, and he'll have strict restrictions on digital use and contact with women and children, I still think he's going to potentially be a very dangerous man. But somehow, the sending of unsolicited dick pics has become normalised, even now. I just told you a somewhat humorous story about one of my experiences of it, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry. And that one wasn't particularly traumatic. It was just disappointing. He ruined everything. I couldn't carry on talking to him after that. But I have experienced cyber flashing where it did feel scary. From a complete stranger, wanking and coming in all sorts on a video. I've spoken about it in this podcast before. And the police did very little. And I felt really violated. And that felt like a crime, not just a huge disappointment, which is what the others have felt like. But even though the disappointment was actually a crime, you know what I mean? Although it wasn't back then, but it would be now. So, you know, if somebody who you're talking to hasn't checked if you want a dick pic first, it is something that you could report to the police, and you should if you feel that you want to. Because there is something really sinister about sending unsolicited, unasked for dick pictures. And in some cases, people send them because they're horny and they do actually believe that it will entice the receiver. But that's actually kind of like a very small percentage. In many cases, it's nothing to do with sex at all. And it's all to do with power, dominance, and sometimes wanting to incite fear. And it is often a precursor to much more serious sexual crimes. So you do have every right to report it to the police if it happens. Someone sending them is a big red flag. But back to the letter. She describes this guy getting his knickers in a twist because she's only sent one nude in the week that they've been talking. He's making her feel disappointing. He's letting her know that she needs to do a mating dance to keep his attention. He's probably telling her that all women send nudes and she's a bit of a childish dick if she doesn't get involved. Because that's what they all say. They make you feel like you can't compete with other women that they're meeting on the apps if you don't do as they've asked. And it doesn't, you know, it seems like it'd be really fucking obvious if a man's like, well, all the other women are doing it. And you'd think, well, fuck, I don't care what they're doing. But there is something about the way that these conversations play out in this slow drip, drip manipulation where it can begin to feel like, oh, fuck, like, are all the other women doing this? And am I going to come across as like totally inadequate if I don't? The fact that he's trying to double bluff her in order to get her to send one with her face in by accusing her of the nude being nabbed from Google. It's just, is so horrible. What a cunt. And again, that kind of thing can work. If you like really, really want to speak to someone, you don't want to lose them. These little subtle things can get into your head and make you do things that actually, if you're looking at it from the outside, it's really obvious that you shouldn't do. Trying to make her prove herself over and over again and then sending a long DM about, I mean, I'd never force nudes, but I need to want to fuck someone as well as having an interest in their personality. Ugh, it's so cuntish and so manipulative. but somehow can seem so normal when you're in it and you're just desperate to please. And it seems so abnormal from the outside, like, just fuck off. People don't need to see each other naked before deciding to go on a date, you manipulative little rat. But when you're in it and you don't want them to disappear, it just doesn't seem that outlandish. And the thing is, she has encountered these so many times before that she knows the story now. As she said herself, she used to be a nude sending machine, but can only take so much eventual ghosting. She knows the game. Match with women, make them feel really wanted and desirable, get them to send nudes, maybe meet up and fuck once or twice, and then disappear. And it becomes instantly apparent that this man just masturbated with your body, that he knew he could never respect you after you sent the first nude. And men do that, you know. I've heard it from many men that they will test women. They will push the boundaries and talk about sex and ask for nudes. And if she obliges, she'll be placed firmly on the sex only pile. She won't know that she's been placed there until after they have sex, though. She'll think that she stands a great chance of being picked as his girlfriend, but he knew from the second that she got overly sexual that he wouldn't wife a woman like that. And obviously, it's a blessing to any woman to fail that wifeability test with a man like that. A nasty, shady, creepy fuck. So it's really no loss to not pass a horrible man's test. But still, they don't deserve to have had sex with us either. We do need to get better at spotting the signs way before. And asking for nudes is a big, bad sign. I would strongly advise against sending nudes to anyone, especially if you're a woman dating a man and you want more than casual. If you're going to send them, then keep your face hidden. Take any man asking, especially asking and saying shit after you've said no once, as a big red flag. If they ask and you say no and then they apologise and carry on, then maybe that was a very dark pink flag. But if you've said, no, I don't want to send nudes, and then it starts this whole manipulative fucking circus, no, red flag, a block delete, move on for good. But even just asking for them, I think is a bit of a red flag. But you know, how he deals with you saying no is also very important. Never ever send a nude to someone you've never met. I mean, it seems obvious, but it's not always. You need to see your nudes as priceless, a sensational high-end gift that only the extremely wealthy can afford. How can he get a nude if he's doing the bare minimum when your nude is so valuable? He could get a faceless nude on his birthday if he's been a consistently committed and supportive partner to you for a length of time. Why is he getting them when he's just done nothing but send a few fucking WhatsApps? You really need to level up and realise how precious you and your fucking nudes are. Remember who you are. Feel no shame in the nudes that you've previously been manipulated to send. I'm not going to sit here spending the rest of my life feeling like, oh, those pictures of my boobs that I sent that weirdo. No, there's no fucking shame in it. I understand where I was at back then. And it's just a thing, you know, it is what it is. But going forward, no more. Block, delete, move on the second that they even fucking suggest it. These boys do not deserve this. You owe them nothing. And if you're feeling like you're vulnerable to that kind of manipulation by people who want to use you, then come off the apps and get into therapy. You just got to ride it out, go celibate, stop looking for love until you have figured out how to really love and appreciate yourself. And part of that is take fucking nudes for you. Appreciate your own nudes. Send them to your best friend if you have to, but do not send them to these absolute fucking reprobates. Anyway, let's talk about this on my page. What is your view on nudes? Have you ever felt that manipulation? Have you ever felt like you've been pressured into sending them? Have you ever received them from people and been like, oh, you've just fucking ruined everything? I particularly worry about young people with this kind of thing. I think it's very rife now among Gen Z. So let's talk about it. I don't know, maybe younger people are a bit more wise about social media use. Who knows? Anyway, let's chat over there at La La La. Let me explain. I'll do a post on this and we can all convene in comments. Anyway, I'm off.
La La La, let me explain.
That's been a Sony Music Entertainment production.